Hey guys, Dr. Huntington here, and in this video, I'm gonna tell you about this super controversial food called salt. You know, why your body needs it and what kind you should be using. Now, dietary salt has been demonized, you know, for increasing blood pressure and creating other health hazards in the same way that in the past, eggs had developed a false reputation for increasing cholesterol. And of course, eggs don't do that. Now, the misunderstanding about salt stems from the fact that there is more than one kind of salt. You know, and particularly the type of salt most people use, you know, and that is added to processed food. The key here is that not all salt is the same. There are two main types of salt. You've got refined and unrefined. You know, the type you consume impacts your health. Here's the difference. Refined salt, usually referred to as table salt, is mined from underground deposits, and it's, you know, stripped of any beneficial minerals. What remains is sodium chloride, you know, which is then processed with bleach and additives like iodine, MSG, and sugar that make it look uniform and prevent it from clumping together. Now, contrast this with an example of natural salt like Himalayan pink salt, which contains 84% sodium chloride and 16% naturally occurring trace minerals. Now, your body needs sodium and chloride. You know, they're essential for life. And the other minerals in natural salt are a nutritional goldmine. So you should include natural salt in your diet, and you don't have to worry about it raising your blood pressure or causing heart disease when consumed in, you know, a normal, moderate amount. Those concerns are a misunderstanding of salt and the significance of the ratio between sodium and potassium. That's the significant factor when it comes to cardiovascular health. You know, it's because most people don't get enough potassium. Now, table salt, on the other hand, contains over 97% sodium chloride. You know, the other 3% is man-made chemicals and, you know, sometimes a small amount of iodine. The problem here is that with table salt, you've lost all the other minerals. Not to mention that the processing of the table salt alters its chemical structure. The table salt is also known, you know, to have contaminants in it. A pretty alarming study showed that 36 out of 39 brands of table salt investigated contained microplastic. Now, that's small bits of plastic that you definitely don't want to be consuming. So the big idea here is that you need the minerals in natural salt, you know, in order to sustain life and experience health. So you should be including natural salt in your diet. You know, it generally comes from evaporated seawater, involves no processing. That's why they call it sea salt. You know, and it's incredibly rich in both essential and non-essential minerals. So what you want to avoid is table salt, you know, for all the reasons I mentioned above. Okay. So at this point, most people are ready to give up table salt, especially after the mention of microplastics. But sometimes they're still a bit hesitant to start adding natural salt into their diet. So let's look at the specific benefits, the health benefits of natural salt. You know, or to be clear, you can also call this sea salt. Those two are interchangeable for this discussion. Now, essential minerals are required for your body to function, you know, and have two main categories. You've got macro minerals and trace minerals. You know, for instance, sodium and chloride are essential macro minerals. You know, your body needs them to function and absorb nutrients. Sodium plays a big role in how your muscles work, you know, and helps to regulate your blood volume and your blood pressure. Chloride assists with nerve and muscle function as well, and teams up with potassium to influence the pH level of your body. And this is important because your body must maintain its pH in a certain range in order to function properly. Another mineral in sea salt is magnesium, you know, which is needed for many chemical reactions in your body, including energy production and the synthesis of DNA and RNA. Calcium, along with phosphorus, you know, are two more essential macro minerals. You know, they're needed for healthy bones and teeth. And calcium is also critical for nerve and heart function. Trace minerals are needed in very small amounts, and they work with other minerals to optimize your body function. You know, for example, your body uses zinc and iron to make enzymes for metabolism. Other trace minerals that sea salt provides are copper, chromium and manganese. You know, also silicon, boron, and bromine. Another nutrient commonly found in sea salt is sulfur. You know, and although it's not considered an essential mineral, it plays an important role in your immune system, you know, your metabolism, and your heart health. Your body also needs salt to regulate stomach acid for proper digestion. You know, without enough acid, you'll have poor nutrient absorption and symptoms like heartburn, constipation, or stomach pain. Sea salt is a great source of electrolytes, you know, like potassium, magnesium, and calcium. You know, they work with sodium to regulate fluid balance in your body and in the cells, you know, to prevent dehydration. Now, electrolyte balance is crucial for a healthy heart and, you know, in order for your muscles to contract and proper brain function. All right, so here's the Cliff's Notes version. You know, you need to include natural salt in your diet. You know, the one I like best is pink Himalayan sea salt. You know, it contains over 80 minerals and elements that your body needs. In fact, the rich mineral composition of Himalayan sea salt helps your body use sodium properly. You know, and it's the ratio of sodium to potassium that influences your heart health. So when you consume unrefined sea salt instead of table salt, you can actually support your cardiovascular function. And I know, call me crazy for saying such a thing, but it's true. Another factor to consider is that the majority of food today is grown in nutrient-depleted soil. And that means your body won't likely get all the minerals it needs from the plants grown in that soil. So a good place to get many of those lost nutrients is sea salt. You know, so if you haven't already, ditch the table salt and make sure to include sea salt in your diet. All right, I'll see you in the next video.